It is most unusual, even shocking, for a leper to be inside a city in the time of our Lord. Breaking the strict precept of the law, the leper in Mark chapter 1 boldly approaches Jesus. Kneeling before Jesus, he says these words, "If you want to, you can make me clean." These few words are a powerful prayer. Jesus takes pity on him, and in a remarkable gesture, Jesus stretches out his hand and touches the leper. Typically, a person would recoil in dread and fear. Jesus could have healed the leper from any distance, and yet he chooses to do what? He chooses to stretch out his hand and to touch him. It is not difficult at all to imagine Jesus' deep empathy, and it's also not difficult to imagine the leper's immense gratitude, a gratitude that likens a tsunami. The moment he sees our blessed Lord's gesture, feels his touch, and hears his words, "I do will it. Be made clean." Friends, Jesus deeply desires to heal us of all of our maladies. Jesus deeply desires to forgive us of all of our sins. He doesn't wish to do so from a distance, from afar, but through an intensely personal encounter with him. Every day we can find the same Jesus of Nazareth who healed the leper. He is in the tabernacle of every Catholic Church. He's in the heart of virtuous souls. He's in the sacraments of the church, the sacrament of the sick, as well as the sacrament of reconciliation. Let's permit our weaknesses and failings to become the very occasion for us to approach Jesus as the leper did, and to humbly and confidently exclaim to Jesus, "If you want to, you can make me clean." I hope to see you at Mass.